What's engagement farming.
Oh, that's when, yeah.
Is that what BMAC is doing right now? Is he,
no, he's trying to break. No,
the hashtags are farming.
No, right? I think what's farming is when you put out the eyeballs and then 18 people ask me, what do the eyeballs mean? And I get disgusted because I don't know. And I have to answer them, I
Old
don't
McDonald
know.
Old McDonald Filippone just on the engagement farm.
Old McDonald Pony is eyeball, eyeball, eyeball. I don't know. You know what? The one thing I don't want this to be, no disrespect, BMAC's awesome. He's been on many times. I like that he's carved out a very nice career, post-playing career for himself. It better not be Patrick Peterson is just coming back to the Steelers, or there's going to be hell to pay, pal.
Should Chris, I text? The moment you brought that up, I was like, that's probably it.
I guess he knows better than that. Yeah, that's
he's
what I mean.
Know
he knows better.
That.
He knows he'll get roasted if he says that, and it would make Pat look bad. Because at this point in his career, he's a depth player.
I think if it's his cousin and podcast partner and future Hall of Famer, he says, are close to landing an all-time great. Because in that situation...
We'd all just assume it's Pat Pete because he's going to be wearing a gold jacket.
That wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah,
he's...
He's going to go down in history.
He's yesterday's
as an all-time
bagels.
Great.
I mean, he's cooked. He can't play anymore. But the statement wouldn't be out of line. He's not talking about just a playmaker. He is putting this significant playmaker label on this move.
He's very specifically, too, not specified what side of the ball this is on.
I think playmaker, it's an offensive player, but he's a defensive guy.
So is it like a ball hawk cornerback or somebody? I don't think it would be that.
I do not think of Cam, the corner, the former Steeler,
as a significant playmaker. No. So is Tyler Boyd a significant playmaker? He's a playmaker. I don't know if he is
a significant playmaker. I also, with respect to BMAC and where he gets his information, if it's Boyd, I think somebody here would have it before him. I think Jeff would have texted me.
Is this
me.
A Debo thing?
Well, according to our guy Mike Silver, they talked during the draft, and the 49ers wanted too much.
Maybe it's alive somehow again. Maybe McLaurin for Heis. I can dream. Let me dream, boys. I think it has to be a wide receiver. Just for the record, I am here. If we were doing the Vegas thing that we always get. What position does the significant playmaker that BMAC references play? Wide receiver for me is like -350 here.
So there are two names, one on each side of the ball, that I think would meet that criteria of significant playmaker for McFadden. Number one, do you want the wide receiver or do you want the corner first?
Corner.
Stephon Gilmore.
Long
defensive
in the tooth,
player
Jaluch.
Of the year.
Very long in the tooth.
He is an all-pro player, not last year, but still good enough to start for Dallas. And he was, I'd say he had a B to B-plus season.
By the way, I have a bad piece of news here. You respect Alex Kozora a lot, don't you? We both do.
Yeah.
He took the tweet from BMAC and just wrote, sure sounds like Patrick Peterson's coming back.
No, you can't. I'm with you on this. It can't be Patrick Peterson.
I know, but I feel like Alex does
text
some people.
Should I text BMAC and say,
is this your cousin?
Is this Patrick Peterson coming back?
Yes, you should. What good is it to have sources if you can't do this game with them on the air?
Donnie, should I?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the access to him,
I have one. I'm going to try to guess his wide receiver name. You ready for it? Because of the guy's reputation, Donnie, I think I know who it is. Somebody tweeted it. I'll give Jared credit for tweeting this name. OBJ.
That was my second name.
Jared Gilmore Englert.
Gilmore
congrats,
was one
buddy.
For me, and then OBJ was going to be
See,
two.
See, I don't think OBJ is a significant playmaker anymore either.
Okay, that's Chris Muller's opinion, and it's shared by many. But
is it shared by you?
To Bryant McFadden.
No, to BMAC, I mean, it's OBJ. He's that dude.
What's the back of the football card say? What's the resume?
Well, the back of the football card's incredible looking for the first 3 years of his career. And then it's a bunch of like...
Well, that's what Cleveland does to guys for the most part.
Yeah, then it's a bunch of just like injury-riddled seasons there. Partial seasons.
Give me another free agent wide receiver that would pass the significant playmaker sniff test who aren't Odell Beckham Jr. I actually think if we're quote-unquote significant playmaker, mm-hmm. I think that McFadden would even put OBJ ahead of Cortland Sutton because of the guy's reputation and his career longevity and everything
Sutton's
else.
I think Sutton's a better player at this point.
I would agree with that, but like
No, I know.
Game recognizes game, like being respectful of the contributions and career of a guy. I think McFadden would bow down to OBJ and call him a significant playmaker before he did a guy that's been a halfway decent player in Denver.
Shout out to SpotTrack. They have made the site usable finally, and I've paid for the premium ad-free version for a while. Still never loaded. Okay. Available NFL free agents that would qualify. And you tell here, Donnie, you can play this game too. This is the SpotTrack list, available wide receivers. And you can tell me significant playmaker, playmaker, or none of the above. Ready? Hunter Renfrow.
No.
I'd vote more none of the above. Pony, playmaker, significant playmaker, none of the above.
None of the above.
Allen Robinson, I'm skipping, none of the above. OBJ, playmaker. Not a significant one, though.
Agreed.
Michael Gallup, Donnie.
No, none of the above
for me.
Tyler Boyd, playmaker.
Playmaker. Michael Thomas, now there's a guy whose baseball card was shaping up nicely,
ooh,
Donnie.
But not a significant playmaker
31
anymore.
Years old. Old.
Is he even a playmaker anymore?
I'm saying none of the above.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, if the play to be made is dropping a ball when you're wide open,
although
he's
he
a playmaker.
Make a couple of, he made a big catch against Baltimore.
Russell Gage, none of the above. DJ Chark, at one point, DJ Chark would, you know what?
No.
He's a playmaker in Mulsey's mind.
No.
Jamal Agnes, I'm not even going to read the rest. Because the rest of them are like the Mecole Hardmans, the Jakeem Grants, the Randall Cobbs
so
of
we
the
think
world.
This
I see Chase Claypool.
I know, I saw
there.
Him on there too.
He wouldn't, he wouldn't dignify.
He'd be
Chase
a playmaker,
with...
but they'd put like an extra E after the R because he's going to be in Canada soon. Like center is C-E-N-T-R-E. That would
so
be,
how do you guys want
Claypool.
Me to word this text to BMAC?
BMAC, we saw your tweet, definitely got our attention. Is this a sign that your cousin is close to re-signing with the Steelers? I think you just straight away ask him.
Does this mean Pat
yeah.
is re-signing here? Okay. You think I get Belfont snorkel?
I don't know, man, because he's got to know that his phone's going to be... Here's what it is. If you get the snorkel, it's because he's getting blown up by a ton of different people now and you get lost in the shuffle a little bit. But he's got to know he sends that tweet out, his phone's going to be going buzz, 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 buzz. That's your phone buzzing. Mm. Buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz. I keep my phone on silent at all times.
It still buzzes when you do that. Turn your phone on silent right now.
It's on silent right now, so if he texts us, you're not even going to hear it. Or you're just going to see it light up. You're not going to hear anything. It's not going to get picked up.
All right, I'm going to send you a text right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to send you a text to test this. Let's see. There we go. I just sent you a text.
Yeah, nothing.
So your phone's not even vibrating?
No.
Oh, it just vibrated a little bit there.
No, it did not. You didn't hear anything.